WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. An hour of public comments on proposed changes to rental registration at Thursday's College Station City Council meeting saw support and concern from business owners and homeowners alike. Catherine Edwards says her family has emotional and financial ties to the Oakwood subdivision home her grandparents built in the 40s and have invested over $300,000 in the past two decades.
So we're very concerned about maintaining the standard of living in that neighborhood. And I am not going to, as was suggested to me as recently as this evening before this meeting, sell out and get out.
Resident Kevin Smith says the changes violate contractual and personal privacy.
Make no mistake, this legislation is not worth the time the council and staff have spent on it. It does not address the real issues underlying the discussion. No ordinance or man-made law can repeal the laws of economics.
James Benham was the only council member who voted against the changes in the 6-1 approval. Also approved were funds for locating a police substation in the Northgate District and $1.1 million provided to Kalon Biotherapeutics. The future of Blinn College's expansion in Brazos County may be decided Monday night. That's when Blinn's Board of Trustees holds another special meeting in Brenham. Following a maximum of 30 minutes of public input, the board goes into executive session. On the other side, trustees could decide whether to purchase the Lintech building and property in College Station and issue bonds to finance the purchase. The agenda also includes the possibility of accepting donated land in Bryan north of Rudder High School. Also during the executive session, trustees will evaluate the performance of District President Harold Nolte, who received support and opposition earlier this month. Monday night's meeting starts at 6:30 in Brenham. Two Brazos County District Court juries issued guilty verdicts this week in trials involving men from Navasota. One jury continues the punishment phase today after convicting 29-year-old Brandon Richardson of murder. Richardson shot a Brenham man, Bryce Bennett, outside a bar south of Milliken in October 2011. The jury convicted 41-year-old, convicted 41-year-old Noe Cosino of his third DWI. The incident took place in November 2010, where Cosino was in the wrong lane when he struck an oncoming vehicle. Cosino was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison, and he is being held for U.S. immigration officials. Texas troopers will be out in force over the long 4th of July holiday period, looking for suspected drunken drivers and other traffic violators. The Texas Department of Public Safety says patrols will increase starting today and running through July 7th.
Well, the 4th of July is one of them holidays that our department really comes out. We have a lot of troopers, extra troopers. There's grant money from TxDOT allows us to work extra overtime. We do concentrate on the DWIs during the 4th of July weekend.
Senior Trooper Jimmy Morgan says they'll also be keeping an eye out for aggressive driving and seatbelt use. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Just a conversation away.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluation, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds and some sunshine today. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures near 90. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow, it'll become partly sunny. Highs will reach 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 75. Sunday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Highs on Sunday between 90 and 95. And more sun is in the forecast for Monday. We're going to be back up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. With Germany beating the U.S. 1-0, the United States still advances in the World Cup. NBA draft was last night. Bombers baseball, Major League Baseball, and a whole lot more. We'll do it for you coming up in sports at 7:50.
Let's give away some rodeo tickets because, you know, the Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA rodeo is continuing tonight and tomorrow. 695-1620. Each caller gets three tickets, 695-1620.
Three?
Yeah. Anybody can give away two tickets. I'm just saying. 695-1620, you get three tickets each. All right.
Is it three for you, one for me situation, Scott?
How's that? Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
There were four to give away.
That's right, no. That just, okay. Well, but that way we have fewer winners. Because that's what it's all about, right? If we could get fewer winners.
Which really has more to do with him just not wanting to fill out the winning sheets.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Russell.
Say it again.
Russell.
Russell who?
Hamilton.
What do you do, Russell?
I am at work.
Uh-oh. That means he can't tell us. All right, Russell, come by here. I got three tickets for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
There you. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Ron Yoakum.
All right, Ron. What do you do?
I work for TDI Brooks.
All right. There you go. Come by here, and I got three tickets for you.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep. Hi there. Who's this?
Roger Payton.
All right, Roger. You want some tickets, do you?
Yeah.
I have three of them. That work for you?
That works.
All right. It's a deal. Come by and get them. Thanks. Hi there. Who's this?
David Church.
David Church?
Yes, sir.
What do you do, David?
Work for Teaks.
All right, come by here. I got three tickets for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Are you feeling lucky, caller?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Who's this? Hey, Lucky, what's your name?
Barbara.
Barbara what?
Henry.
All right, Barbara, come by here. I got tickets for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. That's enough for now. May do some later.
That's a ton.
It is
That's
a ton.
That's good.
Yes, I know. It would have been a prize stampede, but people get hurt in stampedes.
Blowing them out three at a time.
That's
now.
Right, man. That's what we do. Just saying.
That's how Scott rolls.
Yeah. All right, so U.S. America loses yesterday 1-0.
Yep.
I did turn this on and watch a little of it. I watched about three or four minutes of it. And during that time, the guy said, Germany will score.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
But now, here's the question now. And that is, will soccer continue to have good viewership after the World Cup is over?
Probably not.
Not as good.
Well, they went in and they dug some numbers up, just so you'll understand, okay? Not World Cup soccer, like MLS, okay? Major League Soccer averages about 175,000 viewers last season, okay? And that's up 6% from the previous year, according to Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the finals of the MLS Cup brought in about 500,000 viewers in December. And then you got the English Premier League that does about 395,000, okay? Now, by contrast, the NBA gets 2 million viewers. And, of course, then we got football, which is like 17 million viewers during the 2013 season. So one of the things that they're talking about is, for special events, Americans will glom onto it. And obviously they mention the 34 million people who watched the U.S. defeat the Soviet Union in the Miracle on Ice in 1980. Now, 1980 was a long, long time ago. It was a different world then. Not nearly as much entertainment options out there. But I think they use that as a kind of a focal point, saying that was the patriotism of it. You know, we were Americans first and hockey fans second. And they're trying to draw maybe the same parallel with World Cup, saying we're Americans first and soccer fans second. So they give you that as a point of view. And then you remember that actually Canada beat the U.S. in the Olympics in 2022 in the finals, and there were 27 million people that watched. But one of the things they're saying is that Hispanics are clearly fueling this in the United States. In fact, since there are 37.4 million Hispanics in the U.S. as of 2012, that represents 13% of the population, the Spanish language broadcasts are doing better, of course, than the English language broadcasts. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all.
You know, because, again, they will drive that. Now, Fox, it says here, is going to pay $203 million for the 2018 World Cup. Really?
Well, I mean, it's proven to be, you know, pretty decent numbers, especially if we do well at all.
And sure, the story here isn't necessarily that soccer has a big following. It's that it's growing.
Yes, right. Oh, it's trending. There's no doubt. I mean,
it's a definite upward trend. And I think part of it is the camaraderie. The fact that the USA actually has a cheering section. Soccer's as much about the crowd who attends as it is about the players on the field.
Right. Well, there were 50 people where I was at yesterday in the middle of the day.
And when you can stand shoulder to shoulder with people and get that excited about a game, soccer does have that rise and fall type game play.
But what were you watching on your phone while the game was on?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, you stop. I was in the room you're in watching it on the TV while doing the news, and I still got excited. I'd hear the crowd go, and then I know I could look away from the script. Oh, because that's what followed after every U.S. play.
I miss vuvuzelas.
Oh, I don't. Not even kind of.
Can I remember that? That was just a headache waiting to happen.
It just sounds like a herd of bees.
You just turn on the TV and there it was. Like, oh, no way.
Just a constant droning.
It's like Harley drivers.
Hey.
Hey. Anyhow, we'll see how all that goes. Okay, here you go. New Yorkers, you may now continue to get... Oh. Fat. I hit the wrong button. Because apparently they have struck down Michael Bloomberg's sugary soda large container deal that the New York State Appeals Court says that by a 4-2 vote, you can buy any kind of drink you want in Big Apple. That's just, you know, what they tried to do is they tried to cut it down to nothing larger than 16 ounces.
I think that's where they just really were reaching too far.
Well, and, you know, I think, even though we don't have them here, you got to remember when 7-Eleven introduced the Big Gulp, I mean, that fast-tracked up to what, like the half gallon? I mean, you basically can get carpal tunnel from holding that thing now. And, you know, anything that's got a handle on it, you could take it in there and fill it for like 25 cents. So, I mean, I understand kind of where he was going, but you're right. When you start talking about 16 ounces, that's not that much.
And what are we saving people from? Their own stupid choices? Well, there's no doubt that excess sugar makes you fat and increases the chances you're going to die.
Yep. But you know what? You're going to die happy.
Maybe.
With sugar all over your teeth.
Or you might die with profuse swelling in your extremities and, bedridden and... Ugh.
Oh, thanks. Or, you know, you could be trying to chase that 16-ounce cup out of your that got blown out of your hand and get hit by a truck in the road.
Right? Oh, so my gosh.
I mean, there's any number of ways. Any number of ways. All right. I know. Sheryl Sandberg. You know who Sheryl Sandberg is? Sheryl Sandberg, have you heard the phrase leaning in?
Yes.
Leaning in. The idea where, you know, people, females, would be able to kind of push into an area in the workplace where they might not have been able to before. Well, that leaning in thing apparently has not yet caught on at Sheryl Sandberg's own company, the latest tech giant to disclose the diversity or lack of its employees. Facebook fessed up yesterday. Its workforce is 69% male, 91% white or Asian. Sheryl, in case you don't know, is the author of the bestseller that is urging women to lean into the corporate world. And it's not happening there. Bloomberg News summed it up. The numbers from the Menlo Park-based company are in line with those from Yahoo, Google, and LinkedIn, which made similar disclosures in the past month. The figures highlight a lack of minorities and a lack of women for all of the companies.
That doesn't shock me at all.
One of the other questions to ask is, how many of those people are under 40?
That's a great...
Probably a ton.
Great question.
I would think so. Hello?
Yes, good morning. The supposed geniuses that run governments really need to learn one of Ron White's favorite pet phrases. You can't fix stupid.
With regard to what? I mean...
With regard to limiting the size of drinks.
Oh, okay.
You know, sugary... I love big drinks. and so some people may consider me stupid.
Okay.
It's not going to fix me.
Okay, I understand, yeah.
It's your right to be stupid.
That's right. But just remember, if you turn too fast and you spill it, you'll wish you'd had a smaller drink. I'm just saying.
No, the big ones have lids.
I know. What if the lid comes off or you didn't put it on?
Oh, my gosh. Then you're going to get hit by the car trying to chase down the lid.
My sister was in a one-car accident because of a drink with a lid.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
One-car accident, that means, yep, it was her fault, right?
Yep.
88-year-old Brooklyn woman arrested for stealing purses at a cafe. I'll do that again. 88-year-old woman in Brooklyn arrested for stealing purses at a cafe. And a fast getaway? Just wondering. Not sure. Man in Florida was arrested while visiting his wife and brand-new baby in the hospital. Police say that 36-year-old Daniel Suba broke out the window of his neighbor's house, then allegedly stole a laptop, two TVs, a camera, some jewelry, and 17 pairs of jeans.
Good heavens.
All right. All worth $7,000. Police later caught up with him at the hospital where he was visiting him, arrested him on felony charges. In his defense, Suba says he had no recollection of committing the crime.
I forgot.
They asked his wife about it. She said, well, he doesn't have a job, but he keeps bringing stuff home. Hello?
Yeah, you know, I think Michael Bloomberg must have been in cahoots with the car manufacturers. Show me a car that can hold one of those humongous drinks.
It's an outstanding point, yes, sir. Hello?
You know, when can I go to the bar and get a Route 44 bourbon and coke?
Now we're talking.
Good heavens.
He knew the name of it, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
But, you know, the genius was the person who came up with that cup that's real big until it gets to the bottom, and it's small, and it will fit into the cup holder.
Right.
Problem is, though, again, and that's why I say, the cup holder may, in fact, be too shallow. I'm not a physics professor, and I don't play one on the radio, but how much of the hole of the cup needs to be within the holder for you to have the stability that's necessary so that if he have to make a sharp turn to avoid somebody who's chasing the plastic cup that's rolling in the street to keep you from spilling your drink? You know what I'm saying? I'm just... that kind of stuff's important. And then when you consider how many minivans have, what, 6-8 cup holders? I mean, that's important stuff. Plus the fact that you've got your French fries over in the other cup holder, right? Or your sunglasses or whatever you're not supposed to be having over there. I'm just saying. Whoever came up with the cup design was pretty smart.
Yep.
They were able to increase those the sales as far as the fluid is concerned. But
well, that goes in the same vein as the genius that created the cup for KFC.
The Go Cup.
The Go Cup.
Oh, the Go Cup. Yeah, right. Well, excuse me, KFC, Spork. Do I need to say anything else?
Years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You know, we've talked about classic collision and restoration for years and the kind of work that Doug and his crew do that nobody else in town does, and that's the reason people come not only from nearby but far away for the custom work that he does. And it makes sense that if he can do that custom work, then, you know, he can do everyday driver work too. If your everyday driver gets into an accident, let him help you by getting you through all the hassle when you're in an accident. They can help you with that. Make sure your car gets to their place so they can do the work on it and help you with all the insurance if you need to rent a car, any of that. But remember, now there's so much more from Classic Collision and Restoration because part of their facility now includes auto upholstery. And that includes installing a new headliner or installing new carpet, putting on a convertible top. Maybe you want to change your seats to leather. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration, too. And also, they do mufflers and exhaust systems. So everything that you're looking for, it's right there at one stop. That's at Classic Collision and Restoration. You can give Doug a call at 779-8399, or you can go to classiccollisionandrestoration.com, and you can follow them on Facebook as well. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 near Sioux Falls Prater.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, it's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 30% chance of showers today and a high that probably won't make 90, pretty close to it. Windy, though. Winds 10 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. We'll, in fact, have that for the next couple, 3 days, and that'll kind of help keep things a little more comfortable outside. 74 will be our low tonight. Then we'll have a 20% chance of rain all the way through the weekend and into the early part of next week, as a matter of fact. Highs each day in the lower 90s. Lows will be in the middle 70s. Right now, winds out of the south at 12, 94% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 73.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Michael Doomberg, New York's former mayor and nanny, put millions of dollars behind his personal anti-gun advocacy group, Every Town for Gun Safety. Now, the group maintains a map that purports to show all the school shootings that have taken place since the horrible shooting at the elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. According to their map, there have been 74 school shootings since Newtown, requiring more gun control, of course. The map and statistics have been widely circulated by the drive-by media because everybody cares. Conservative journalist Charles C. Johnson decided those numbers deserved a closer look, so he examined each shooting claim and tweeted the results. The claims soon fell apart. In some cases, the shootings did not even happen to the school. For at least one of them, it was hard to determine if a shooting even took place. Another turned out to be a case of self-defense. Johnson says that 32 of the incidents can only be classified as school shootings if the term is twisted beyond all recognition. Some were criminal incidents involving non-students, for instance. The bottom line, of the 74 cases of school shootings, only 7 turned out to be actual school shootings, as the term is understood. Johnson says that he did all the research from Starbucks, spending $7 total on coffee. Now, one guy can tear down the multi-million-dollar myth factory of Doomberg's advocacy group in one afternoon over coffee. Just imagine what a whole army of researchers could do to expose the lies behind other liberal claims.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California.
Do you have startup capital and are looking to invest in a booming health-based business? Here's your opportunity, because we're looking for business-savvy, healthy-minded people in this area to become franchise owners of Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America. Fresh Healthy Vending is a publicly traded company. With your Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, you'll be selling exactly what America wants, all natural, healthy, fresh, and organic foods. And with the USDA Smart Snacks and School Nutrition Guidelines starting and banning junk food in schools, the demand for fresh, healthy snacks is only getting bigger. Fresh Healthy Vending has identified prime vending machine locations in this area. And we place your machines for you so you can capitalize on the huge demand for healthy organic snacks on the go. Ready to grab your share of this booming industry? Visit readyforfresh.com today and enter code 3333 for free owner information. Locations in this area are filling up fast, so visit readyforfresh.com, special code 3333.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Blinn College Board of Trustees has called a special meeting Monday evening. Trustees are scheduled to meet behind closed doors regarding new campuses in Brazos County and personnel matters, which includes an evaluation of District President Harold Nolte, who has support and opposition from separate faculty groups. Monday's meeting, which is in Brenham starting at 6:30, calls for up to 30 minutes of public comments before going into executive session. Trustees will again consider finalizing the purchase of the Lintech, formerly Westinghouse property, in College Station, and will again discuss and consider accepting donated property in Bryan across Old Reliance Road from Rutter High School. In addition to evaluating Nolte, trustees could take up other unidentified personnel matters, including the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of public employees or officers. Following the executive session, votes could be taken on any of the items discussed, along with issuing bonds to purchase the Lintech Westinghouse property. On April 23rd, trustees moved forward with the purchase subject to a 60-day due diligence period. A Blinn spokesman says the college has exercised its option to extend it by an additional 30 days. Rental registration in College Station was the topic at hand for 2 hours at Thursday night's council meeting, split evenly between public comment and council discussion. The proposed changes do include a requirement for property owners to provide lease information to the city upon request. That was the main concern of Councilman James Benham, who proposed an amendment to strip that language.
A judge can issue a warrant that can be requested. Of course, the administrator can simply ask for it, and they can produce the copy of the lease. So since we're already requesting the lease, it's already being delivered, then I don't see a point in towing a questionable line in getting into private party contracts.
Councilman John Nichols says better code enforcement is the primary reason for the changes.
We're taking some of the teeth out if we don't leave the proposed language in there and you substitute the original language on that. So I'm going to be opposed to the amendment.
The amendment failed and the changes to the ordinance were approved 6-1. In other action, council unanimously approved providing $1.1 million over 7 years to Kalon Biotherapeutics. Two Navasota men were convicted of crimes this week by juries in Brazos County District Court. One jury took about 1 hour Thursday to convict 29-year-old Brandon Richardson of murder. The punishment phase resumes today. Richardson was arrested following an incident in the parking lot of a South Brazos County bar in October 2011. Witnesses told investigators Richardson fired at least once into the air in a crowd of over 100 outside Neal's Hideaway south of Milliken. One of the shots killed Bryce Bennett of Brenham. Another jury convicted 41-year-old Noe Cosino of driving while intoxicated for the third time, then sentenced him to 5.5 years in prison. In the latest case, Cosino was found guilty of driving drunk in November 2010, going into oncoming traffic and causing a head-on collision. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office Facebook page, Cosino also used or exhibited a deadly weapon. Cosino had DWI convictions in Grimes County in September 2009 and March 2008. Cosino remains in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of an appeal bond of $10,000 and is also being held for U.S. immigration officials. Firefighters say 36 people were taken to the hospital in Katy after a floor collapsed during a religious event. West I-10 Fire Department spokesman Tim Thomas says between 125 and 150 people were gathered in a family's two-story brick home to bless a temple when the floor of an apartment above the garage gave way.
Upon the collapse, before emergency units arrived, three or four of the adult gentlemen that were present at the celebration rushed in and attempted to stabilize the second floor area that had collapsed in so that they could help their friends and family members evacuate the structure.
He said people had injuries ranging from cuts and bruises to difficulty breathing. Beginning today through July 7th, you'll likely notice more law enforcement on the roads.
State and local officers will be keeping a close eye on the roads during the long 4th of July holiday period. Among other things, they'll be looking for suspected drunk drivers, speeders, and people who aren't buckled up. The DPS's patrols are funded through a grant from the Texas Department of Transportation. During the last 4th of July enforcement, state troopers arrested more than 1,100 drunk drivers, wrote nearly 16,000 speeding tickets, and caught 720 fugitives. Mitch Carr, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Decks designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling, and now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Good morning. It's 7:38 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family. Without the overtime charges, you come home end of the day, air conditioner's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. 690-2278. Here we go.
Clouds and some sunshine today. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures near 90. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow, it'll become partly sunny. Highs will reach 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 75. Sunday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Highs on Sunday between 90 and 95. And more sun is in the forecast for Monday. We're going to be back up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Overall, tremendous energy, tremendous effort from the whole side.
And that's what it took to lose. But in this case, it was a win because the United States advances in the World Cup. We'll have more on that. Plus, we've got Bombers baseball and a very class act in the NBA yesterday as they took the Baylor player that was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome. Not a team, but the NBA. We'll explain more about that coming up here in just a bit, about 11 minutes on with Look at Your Sports.
About 7:40, the city. We'll talk about the city of College Station in a minute. Okay, the rental thing. ABC poll has found that 52% of U.S. Americans want to replace the death penalty with life in prison. Here's Ron White.
I'll tell you the biggest difference between Texas and California. In Texas, we have the death penalty, and we use it.
Yeah. But 52% of U.S. Americans don't want to do that. See?
That's right. If you come to Texas and kill somebody, we will kill you back.
Yeah. That's just funny.
It is. Yeah. So the College Station City Council last night, after about 2 hours and listening to a bunch of folks, decided to go ahead and take the leap, put in some administrative things having to do with rental registration. Now, before we go any farther, if you live in Bryan, you're going, well, I don't care. That's College Station. Well, Bryan, I think you need to start paying attention, okay? Need to start looking and seeing what's happening to property in your neighborhoods. Has somebody torn down a single-family dwelling and put up something that is designed to have more than three unrelated people living in it? Has that happened in your neighborhood?
I've got three unrelated people living next door to me.
Have you driven by and seen that go on?
I don't have to drive by. Yeah. I walk out my front door, and there's a big difference between maintaining a lawn and mowing the weeds once a month. And it's tough. We were not given the best soil where I'm living, and I've worked hard to maintain my lawn. And I hate HOAs. I hate them.
Okay. We'll talk about them in a minute.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm there out of necessity, and it's not that big of a deal. You follow the rules. You pay the dues. You're okay.
Right.
And so ours isn't onerous or anything, but the rules are there. And while I otherwise wouldn't care that they're not mowing their lawn, I'm maintaining mine. According to the rules, they're not, and they're students who get to come and go as they please.
I understand. And I don't want to just indict students. What I want to talk to you about is, what do the structures look like?
Okay.
What are they going to look like in X number of years?
Who knows? Because, yeah, that house is only 2-3 years old.
Now, HOAs. Can remember talking to a guy not that long ago who said, it ebbs and flows with HOAs based on who the leadership is. Some like to be very aggressive. Some don't. As people move in and move out, then the personality of that HOA changes. But I'll also tell you that 30 years ago, there were people back around the College Hills area, between the College Hills school campus and City Hall in that area right there, saying, we need to do something because students are starting to really proliferate these neighborhoods. Well, even 30 years ago, it was almost 25 years ago, it was almost too late. Now you see that all over College Station. The problem in College Station is unsolvable. It cannot be solved.
Horses already left the barn.
The stampede left the barn. Bunches of horses. They should have taken care of this a long time ago, and they didn't. Now, I don't know that I necessarily want to blame the previous city councils or planning and zoning commissions, because there was just a feeling that it was okay if we did this. But again, Brian, are you paying attention? You see what these people in College Station are having to struggle with. If you don't want it to happen in Brian, all over Brian, if you don't want that to proliferate in Brian, now is the time for you to talk to your members of city council. And if you don't think having a seat on the Planning and Zoning Commission has an impact on what your city's going to look like in years to come, you're wrong, because you see it right now. Now, the idea here is really, there are a couple of things that bother me. Now, James Benham spoke to one of them, and I think that's probably the reason he voted against it, is how much of that agreement that you have with your tenants should be made public? How much can the city scrutinize that? Now, they did back away from the idea that there had to be some sort of a document that was notarized. Now, what you basically have to do as the landlord is to tell those people, and there may be some who would wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know what I mean, say you can't have more than four unrelateds living here. Because as we discussed with the mayor on Wednesday, what happens if there happens to be someone who moves in after that?
Right.
Now, then do you as a neighbor then turn them in, and then the city has to start a process? There's going to be expense involved in this. There's going to be he said, she said involved in this. It is a difficult and, again, unsolvable problem. College Station will deal with it as best they can, but they've allowed so many developers to build so many buildings that allow a lot of unrelated people to live in a small area, that concerns me on a lot of levels. But you know what? You can't do anything about it in College Station because it's already there. They're trying to police it as best they can. So that's why I want to stop again and say, citizens of Bryan, are you paying attention? Because the layout of Bryan is different. Whole lot of middle America-type neighborhoods in Bryan, because Bryan is an older city. And the development obviously has moved at a slower pace. But when you start allowing those buildings to go plopping down into what you'd call residential neighborhoods, you have already started the process. So pay attention is what I would say to you. Hello.
Who on city staff is driving this bus?
I don't say that anybody on city staff is driving the bus. Now, I did talk to somebody the other day who said a Planning and Zoning Commission allows this to happen. And last week, we had two people from the Planning and Development Department of Bryan in to talk about how they are trying to put together a new uniform code. And that is the point where you need to get involved, citizens of Bryan. If you don't want that to happen, you have got to let your city council members know that you don't want it to happen there.
One of the great arguments about this, I don't know if it was necessarily for or against, is that there was a decent code in place as of 2007 or 2008.
Right.
And then there was the economic downturn and they got rid of code enforcement officers.
Right.
And they say, and they're talking about adding teeth with these changes, and I can see what they're attempting to do. But the one of the big issues has been code enforcement.
But
so
code,
if you've got the code,
yeah,
and you're not making people adhere to it, then it's toothless because you're not enforcing it.
Okay, I hear that, but my concern is not with code enforcement. My concern is that you allowed single family dwellings to be knocked down and dwellings to be built that allowed many people, in other words, two story, if you will. For a long time we were talking about and talking to people in Bryan, we were talking about one-story duplexes was about all they had, and small apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if you start building, for shorthand, these four and fours, four-bedroom, four-bath, two-story structures, you're going to start to change the profile of the neighborhood. And all you have to do is drive back behind George Bush, go back to Grove and Fidelity Streets, behind College Station, right there at Welborn Road and George Bush, and see that there are so many of these type structures. Now, again, it had to start someplace, and that did start with a Planning and Zoning Commission that thought that was a good thing to do.
It's because it's tax revenue.
Exactly. Well, that's where you have to take into consideration that you knock down a $125,000 house and you put up a four and four that's worth $225,000, or you put two of them on there, and all of a sudden your tax revenue goes up.
Well, so what are you suggesting, that single-family homes can only be a certain size?
No, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is now, again, this is an unsolvable problem, and you've got to stop it at some point, and Bryan has a chance to maybe curb a little bit of this. And I understand what you're saying. And let me take a call. Hey.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you feel like the move is starting with the idea that now you can have a member district, but everybody in the city gets to vote for it.
Well,
which kind of means to me, yeah, you can have your representative, but if we don't like him, we're not going to vote for him.
Yeah, that's and thank you. That's
an interesting twist on it for sure.
Yes, and that's going to be something we're going to talk about. I mean, if that ends up being on the ballot, obviously we'll spend a lot of time discussing that. Hello.
Hi. They've built a lot of those four fours, if that's what they're calling them, over on T Drive by the Bryan Golf Course, and it looks dumb with those houses.
I understand. Thank you. That area, and it's right behind Pepe Taco that the lady's talking about. Lynn Drive, I think, is what that is. Now, there used to be a mobile home park. There may still be. I haven't been down there in a long time. But I know what you're talking about. And, again, that's kind of a neighborhood that's been in transition right there. Now, in talking to a member of College Station City Council, when we discussed the changes they made in College Station around the South Side area, what they said was, well, those aren't exactly historic homes that we're tearing down. Now, I don't call that a justification for what they did, but the same thing is true in that portion. Now, as long as you segregate that, as long as you just put that in a certain portion of the city, Bryanites, are you okay with that? Are you happy with that? Do you care?
What do you want, a zone for
yes,
this is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. You put in some sort of zoning that allows high-density housing here and not in other parts of the city.
Does it act as a buffer between that and single family?
If properly zoned, it should be. You should always have a buffer between, you know, the changes, the categories. Now, again, I don't fault the developer, okay? That's just like the corn farmer. He sells his corn for the highest price. If a developer has the opportunity to knock down a single family home and build a four and four, they can make more money. I mean, that is the American way, but that's where somebody has to be at the gate to decide if that's the best thing for the city. So I'm just saying, College Station is struggling with this. They've taken a step. They haven't made everybody happy, obviously. But again, I think it is so important that the people of Bryan understand
that
it could certainly happen there.
If there were three words to describe Fred and Fred's Seafood Market, it would be fresh, fresher, and freshest. In fact, if it were any fresher, it'd be in the sea. One bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you can taste the difference. And most of Fred and Fred's seafood are wild caught, not farm raised, which increases the nutrition for you. Fish is packed with protein, vitamins, and nutrients that can lower blood pressure and help reduce the risk of a heart attack or stroke. It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How can you tell when someone has integrity? Sounds daunting, but it's easier than you think because it shows up in the small, everyday actions of life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Jeff Eaves hired me right out of college to work for the Tension Envelope Company. We became good friends, and he eventually assumed the role of a strong business mentor in my life. He really took an interest in me, and it's no stretch to say that I saw him as kind of a father figure. In fact, it was Jeff who gave me my first lesson in the meaning of integrity. One day while visiting my sales office in San Diego, he ran some personal mail through our postage. He said, "How much do I owe you?" I thought, that can't be much money. Why bother? He said, "Hey, the company didn't hire me to pay my postage. They hired me to do a job. So I'm paying my own postage. How much do I owe?" Well, I quickly counted it up, and it was like $1.30. He handed me $1.30, and I put it in the company's petty cash. I know that sounds like a small thing, but that's exactly why it left such a huge impression on me. In that moment, Jeff taught me volumes about what it means to be a person of integrity. You take care of the little things. Man, it's usually those little things that have the power to transform a person's job, their marriage, or their relationship with their children. For more insights into what it means to be a person of character, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW Sports brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:53. In World Cup action with the United States and Germany yesterday.
Ozil drives it across the mouth of the goal. Header. Great diving save by Howard. Pushed wide. Rebound shot. Scored Germany from distance. Germany leads. In the 55th minute, Thomas Müller does the damage.
That was the only goal of the match, and Germany won 1-0. But the United States still advances. The Americans actually advanced because Portugal beat Ghana 2-1. Here's head coach Jurgen Klinsmann.
Overall, tremendous energy, tremendous effort from the whole side. And it's huge. It's huge for us getting out of this group that everybody said you have no chance. We took that chance and we move on. And now we really want to prove a point.
So it will be the United States against Belgium in the second round of the World Cup. They'll play on Tuesday. The U.S. finished second in Group G despite yesterday's loss to Germany. And Belgium beat South Korea 1-0 yesterday to advance. FIFA has banned Uruguay's Luis Salazar for 4 months and fined him $112,000 for biting an opponent at the World Cup. Suarez will also be suspended from Uruguay's next 9 matches and won't be able to compete for the first 2 months of Liverpool's upcoming season. The action comes 2 days after the striker chomped down on the shoulder of Italian defender Chiellini in the late stages of the Uruguay 1-0 win. The NBA draft was held last night.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select Andrew Wiggins from Toronto and the University of Kansas.
A pair of Kansas Jayhawks were taken with the first three picks in the NBA draft. You heard Cleveland landed the Kansas forward, and Philadelphia picked up Jayhawks center Joel Embiid with the third choice after Milwaukee grabbed Duke forward Jabari Parker. And in a very touching move from the same draft, the NBA honored former Baylor star Isaiah Austin with an honorary pick in the draft. Austin, who was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome, was forced to prematurely give up his dream of being a professional basketball player until Adam Silver called his name. It's a little difficult to hear, but Silver says the NBA drafted Austin. In the PGA, Tiger Woods is in danger of missing the cut after a 3-over 74 in the first round of the PGA's Quicken Loans National at Congressional.
The score is not really indicative of how I played. I played better than that. I mean, I had four up and downs right there on 15th or 18th and didn't get any of them up and down. Had a wedge in my hand on three and I jerked it in a bunker. I mean, I made so many little mistakes. So I played a lot better than the score indicates, which is good.
Woods is in his first competitive round since undergoing back surgery 3 months ago. The leader is Greg Chalmers, who shot a 5-under 66. In Major League Baseball, Miguel Cabrera had four hits for the AL Central leading Detroit Tigers, and they beat the Texas Rangers 6-0 last night for their seventh consecutive victory. Elvis Andrus explains the mounting losses for the Texas team.
When they score a few runs, we shut ourselves down a little bit, and that's not the way we play. We fight until the last, until the last pitch, and we haven't done that lately.
The Rangers now have the longest losing streak in the MLB. Texas will have another crack at Minnesota tonight in Arlington. First pitch at 7:05. And in Houston,
the 0-2, and Dominguez drives this pretty deep to left field. Justin Upton is going back, and that ball is gone.
Matt Dominguez broke out of the slump with a three-run jack in the Houston Astros 6-1 victory over the Atlanta Braves yesterday. Houston will try and keep things rolling against ATL. First pitch at 7:10 there in Houston. The Brazos Valley Bombers got out to an early 5-2 lead, scoring three runs in the top of the third. East Texas would battle back, however, and force extra innings. The Bombers fell to the East Texas Pump Jacks 7-6 in 10. The Bombers will rematch East Texas tonight at 7:05 in Kilgore before returning home Saturday to welcome the Pump Jacks for a pair of home games, which can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Texas A&M Women's Basketball announced the return of Elementary School Day for the second straight year to be held on December 3rd at 11 against NCAA tournament team from 2014 Northwestern State from Louisiana. The first edition of the Elementary School Day drew over 7,000 fans at 11 o'clock in the morning, including 4,000 students from local elementary schools. And having been there, it was, we'll just say, loud. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
If there were three words to describe Fred and Fred's Seafood Market, it would be fresh, fresher, and freshest. In fact, if it were any fresher, it'd be in the sea. One bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you can taste the difference. And most of Fred and Fred's seafood are wild caught, not farm raised, which increases the nutrition for you. Fish is packed with protein, vitamins, and nutrients that can lower blood pressure and help reduce the risk of a heart attack or stroke. It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Not too warm today. Probably won't make 90. Going to have pretty nice breezes, gusting up to about 30 miles an hour, which will be okay. Kind of breezy tonight, and then the same thing for tomorrow. So the heat will kind of be moderated a little bit because of the breezes out there. Each night, our lows will be in the 70s, and our highs will be in the lower 90s, going all the way through Tuesday with a slight chance of showers. 74 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.